Simply Financial with certified financial planner Christopher Calandra is an innovative, comprehensive, informative, and cutting-edge podcast that discusses financial topics ranging from personal finance, economics, politics, and personal growth. Simply Financial will cover intriguing and thought-provoking questions so that the listener can simply increase their financial IQ.
Welcome to the third episode of the Simply Financial podcast. I am your host, Christopher Calandra, and I appreciate you joining me on this episode. The episode is titled, The Overlooked Economic Growth and Optimism Story. I wanted to talk about three key factors in the economy that are showing tremendous signs of improvement, but for a variety of reasons are being overlooked, underreported, and not talked enough in the public domain. Number one, I want to talk about the improving unemployment picture. Number two, consumer confidence. Number three, GDP growth. To begin with, unemployment. At the beginning of 2017, the unemployment rate stood at 4.7%. If we go back and we look at President Obama's administration over the 8 years following the financial crisis, we find that his administration did a good job in creating jobs consistently throughout the 8 years. And the rate got lower and lower before finishing at 4.7% at the end of 2016. For example, in President Obama's final year in office, the Labor Department says that the economy created 2 million jobs. That was for 2016. So that works out to an average of about 166,000 a month. Let's look at this year. In 2017, through the first 6 months, according to ADP, private sector of the U.S. economy created 1.2 million jobs. In the month of July, it was 209,000 jobs. So we see that we're creating jobs at a little bit of a faster rate. In fact, more than a little bit. We're on pace to maybe create as many as 2.4 million jobs this year. So if we created 2 million last year and you could get to 2.4 million in 2017, that 400,000 increase would be about 20%. There's no guarantee we're going to get there, but the job picture is improving. The unemployment rate has gone from 4.7% at the beginning of the year down to 4.3%. So it has continued the trend line that was started under President Obama. It has continued under Donald Trump's administration. That 4.3% unemployment rate is important because that is the lowest rate we've had since 2001. You have to go all the way back to the early days of George W. Bush's presidency to get to another time when the unemployment rate was so low. This is a great sign for the economy. I don't believe it's being talked about enough. It's overlooked. But it's a really important ingredient to the storyline that the economy is growing and optimism is growing and it's being underreported. So unemployment's number one. Secondly, I want to talk about consumer confidence. There's something called the Consumer Confidence Index. It reflects the prevailing business conditions and likely developments for the months ahead. In economics, the Consumer Confidence Index is considered a leading indicator. It's something that financial prognosticators and economists who are forecasting the performance of the economy will look to as a hint of where the economy is going, what direction it is, and the speed it's moving at. There are other indicators that are trailing indicators, but the Consumer Confidence Index is a leading indicator. So last year in February, the Consumer Confidence Index was at around 92. It was lower in February than it was in January. And the other part of this is if you can picture it, economists and people that forecast the economy, they will predict what the Consumer Confidence Index is going to be. And for the better part of 2016, the forecast, the projection of what the actual number would come in was consistently higher than what actually was reported. So we're at 92 in February. right before the election, it had gone to 98.6. So the consumer confidence had improved. But it's worth noting again, it was consistently falling short of what economists were predicting. So after the election, when you get to December, the consumer confidence index in December, just a few short months after the election, got to its highest point since 2001. And in July of this year, we've gone all the way up to 121, which is a 16-year high. So in December, right after the election, we got to the highest level since 2001. And then again, 121 is a 16-year high that was reached in July. But to add fuel to this very good story, it's worth noting that that number in July beat economists' expectations of 116. So what is that telling us? It's telling us that consumer confidence is strong. That is important because a healthy, strong, optimistic consumer is more apt to spend money, buy homes, buy cars, invest, open up businesses, get additional education. They will not be hunkered down because they're optimistic and they will spend and invest and help drive the country forward, the economy forward. But it's not just that the consumer confidence index is increasing, which is good. By the way, I probably should have mentioned, if the number is 92, the higher it goes, the more consumer confidence there is. The lower it goes, the less consumer confidence there is. So as we went from 92 to 98 all the way up to 121, that is trending in the direction of stronger consumer confidence. Probably should have mentioned that earlier. So now that we're at 121, I started to say that it's important to realize that not only is the number going up, which in and of itself is strong, it is also consistently beating the economists' forecasts, unlike last year. So in July, the prediction was we would get to 116, we got to 121. So that tells us not only is consumer confidence increasing, it's increasingly more rapid than economists and policymakers are predicting, which is a wonderful trend line, and it's an accelerating trend line. This doesn't get talked about or discussed nearly enough. That's why it's one of the top three overlooked economic growth and optimistic elements to the U.S. economy today. So we talked about unemployment. We talked about consumer confidence. And I think those two factors directly lead to the third one, which is GDP growth. So GDP stands for gross domestic product. So that is the total amount of goods and services produced in the United States. So under President Obama, during his 8 years in office, the GDP growth averaged 1.48%. So he gets credit because the economy, especially coming out of the financial crisis, grew consistently during his administration. The average was 1.48%. So he gets credit. But on the other side of the ledger, that GDP growth was very disappointing, especially because the long-term historical average going back to World War II has the United States GDP growth averaging closer to 3.5%. So during the 8 years, the economy definitely underperformed its long-term trend. This is not a partisan statement. In fact, if you look at George W. Bush's administration, his administration also saw GDP growth about half of the historic long-term average. So the U.S. economy has been or had been underperforming for almost 16 years by the time we got to 2017. One other mention about President Obama that I think is a negative number is that he is the only president ever to not have at least 1 year of GDP growth of 3% or greater. No other president before President Obama had held office and not had at least 1 year of GDP growth of 3%. That is really not a good legacy when you look at GDP growth. In 2016, GDP growth was 1.6%. So that was a little better than the average during the administration, but still rather weak, very mediocre, and not nearly what the economy needs for terrific growth. And so in Q1 of this year, we got 1.4% annualized, which means that we did 0.35% in the first quarter. And if you take that quarterly number and you multiply it by four quarters, if we did that every quarter, you would end up at 1.4% for the year. So the first quarter of this year was very mediocre, very unimpressive, and very worrisome. But the story changed dramatically in the second quarter, where the GDP growth was 2.6%. A big jump, very strong performance, and a sign, I think, of things to come, and part of this economic growth story I keep referencing. Even better than that, the expectation is for GDP growth in the third quarter, of which we're almost, well, we're a little bit more than halfway through right now, is for 3.8% annualized GDP growth in the third quarter. That is a really robust GDP growth number. That is a number that we have not seen much of in a very long time. By the way, this is not some partisan figure or me going out to some Trump-loving website to pull together some Pollyanna number. This expectation number comes directly from the U.S. Federal Reserve, and it is the government's official expectation number for the third quarter. So if we can get to 3% GDP growth, that would be really wonderful for this country economically. That should lead to even better job growth, should be a leading indicator that we can expect increase in wages and housing prices and a lot of the problems and issues and struggles this country is dealing with on the financial economic front would be more easy to solve if we had such strong GDP growth. I think that what has been overlooked, the unemployment rate, consumer confidence, and GDP growth, is really important for Americans and investors and clients of Elliott Wealth Management to pay attention to, because I think what I talked about so far would seem very surprising if you are somebody that is focused on what I call the soap opera. The soap opera meaning the Donald Trump administration and the mainstream national media battling it out in Twitter, in contentious meetings and press conferences. There's just a lot of bad behavior going on. And on that note, I think President Trump is making a significant strategic mistake by not highlighting the GDP growth, the unemployment rate, the consumer confidence index. I think he's making a strategic error by not highlighting and talking about these things constantly, because it's important to Americans, it's part of the reason he was elected, and it's the kind of information that will feed upon itself and make consumers and investors and business owners and corporate CEOs that much more empowered to invest in the economy and create a virtuous cycle of economic growth. Additionally, I think the mainstream media has largely failed the American people by not reporting this very good, healthy, important information. It's very much underreported or ignored. I think the media focuses too much on the soap opera element of the Trump administration, and I'm not suggesting they don't cover it, but I am suggesting that they carve out some time to cover these important economic topics that affect all Americans and increasingly is affecting Americans in a positive way. When you have consumers more confident, when you have unemployment coming down and at an increasingly rapid pace, combined with GDP growth, some of what we haven't seen for a very long time, these are things that Americans need to hear about, know about, factor into their decision making. And it's a story, as I said at the outset, that I think is overlooked. And I'm so glad I had a chance to talk about this. I was so excited to cover this topic on today's podcast. So hopefully you found this information beneficial. I want to point out that we would love for our listeners to subscribe to the Simply Financial Podcast. You could go and get to iTunes, Stitcher, and other sites to subscribe. You could also get more information about me and Elliott Wealth Management Service by visiting our website, www.elliottwealth.com. Elliott has two L's and two T's, elliottwealth.com. Also, you could call our office at toll-free 888-959-5904. So please subscribe to the podcast. Also, feel free to visit the website and sign up for our monthly mailing list, and that would be wonderful. I appreciate you listening, and I look forward to getting more information out to you in the next episode. Thank you.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of SagePoint Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against a loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. The information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of information provided at those websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to or your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of those websites, you assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the website you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, are not affiliated with SagePoint Financial.